The best-selling novelist Michael Crichton died 3 years ago this month, so imagine our surprise when a new book arrived with his name on it. Crichton left behind an unfinished techno-thriller called Micro, and nonfiction writer Richard Preston took on the job of finishing it. Alan Chews has our review.
Crichton sets the novel on the island of Oahu, where a money and power-mad science entrepreneur named Vin Drake has set up a company based on nanotechnology, that branch of technology that manipulates molecules in order to make tiny machines. A team of young science students from Boston come to Hawaii to work for the company, and almost immediately on arrival get caught up in a plot that involves murder and corporate greed. They get shrunk smaller than ants and then go on the lam in the island rainforest as Drake, the company head, tries to find them and stamp them out. This is not entirely new territory for Michael Crichton or for contemporary culture. Crichton first played with nanotechnology in his 2002 novel Prey. The wonderful novelist Richard Matheson, now in his 80s and fortunately still around and writing, did a nano-thriller over 5 decades ago in his novel The Shrinking Man. And who can forget watching the special effects in movies like Fantastic Voyage or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? But Crichton knows the science better, and the insects and plants, the tropical spiders, moths, wasps, and ants the students encounter on their desperate run to survive, and needless to say, not many of them do, come to life ironically much larger than life, and technically more accurately and vividly described than the menaces in most science fiction thrillers. So, to shrink this review to as few words as possible, yet another terrifically entertaining Crichton thriller, thanks to Richard Preston, and we're lucky to have it.
Micro is the new novel from the late Michael Crichton, completed by Richard Preston. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.